lot about man. You're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy Rock.
Today on the tape, it's a flashback Friday, so we're going to go through everything we missed this week and talk about some new shit. Come on. Ride with your boy.
Yeah, this is the incredible classes in session, the sandstorm taking human form, discussing sports and pop culture, we answering all your questions, I know what you're guessing, just an ordinary show based in London, but we different, talking about what they want, you should pay attention, politics and social issues, we running facts that the media lies about on the daily, things that they won't admit to, TK the Great, here to set the record straight, don't cry when you hear the truth, and if you do, here's a tissue, bringing you dope news, globally listen, these topics of discussion, very unique, you're out missing, just tune in, the same time every day except on the weekend. It gets raw jumping in the deep end.
But if you're gonna jump into an end, let it be the deep end. What it is, what is up, what is what. Yo, it's the top of the 8 o'clock hour in the sexiest city in the entire world. That is London, England. Which means it's 3 p.m. in the city, so nice they named it twice, New York, New York, and high noon, simultaneously in the cities of Angels and Sin. I want to welcome you to TK's Take. I'm your host, TK the Great. You could be listening to anybody else in the world right now, but you chose to ride with your boy, and I promise you, you will never regret that. Listen, we got a lot of shit to go over. So, let's start with the exciting news that the United Kingdom may not have to leave the European Union. Why? Because Russia meddled in our elections, like I've been saying for, since the Brexit. And again, listen, I don't want to be the one that gloats over bad news, but it's the truth. Oh, yo, we're using some new equipment, and And I didn't realize that it was... All right, okay. So, I don't like to be the person that gloats when the news is bad. But I was right. And if you follow this show, it lets me know that, one, reading is fundamental. I'm still not finished... the Russian Roulette book, and I really don't have an excuse except for I've been very, very busy, but that's still really not an excuse. I need to get this finished, because what I'm trying to convey to you is reading and taking in that information and understanding it. Oh my God. Again, it's bad news, so I don't want to be excited about it, right? But it's, you know, when you start to get a little older, you start to worry that the mind isn't as sharp as it may have been in your youth. When I was never, I could do calculus in my head, yo. So your boy is like, yo, I don't want there to be any slippage. So the fact that I could draw the inferences and know and be calling for the referendum so that we don't have to leave the European Union. That Cambridge Analytica Yo, and we got a lot of Russian, dirty Russian money in the United Kingdom. I know. So, that's why when Theresa May came out, again, I could turn the show over to her again, right? I don't like her. She's not incompetent like Donald Trump. But the Tories never wanted to Brexit. Like, David Cameron resigned because he promised you there wouldn't be. Because it's bad for the United Kingdom. So, now that you know that you were tricked, you were fed false information, that a corrupted app, and it went for the most vulnerable among us, the poorest, the dumbest, the people who really need access to better health care, because that's how they got us in the United Kingdom. I don't know what divisions they were really sowing in the United States. Y'all got a lot of fucking problems. Yes, it's a Flashback Friday. Yes. Get it in. Rolling with Kid and Play. So, in the United Kingdom, it was about healthcare. If you live in the countryside of England, yo, you get into a bad accident. They don't have a helicopter for you. Chances are you're not going to make it. So they told us that the money that they were going to, that they had to spend to the EU, they would be able to put directly back into the country, into our healthcare system. Except it was all bullshit. And Nigel Farage came out and said so. So, now we have to push for this referendum. Yes, I've been smoking. Got an interesting story about my smoking too, but we'll get to that after we go through the stuff we missed. So that's the thing that affects my life the most. London is always home. London will always be home. I can't wait to get back home and never leave. Well, I should say, and never come back to the United States. I can't imagine a reason I would ever come back to the United States after I get back to the United Kingdom. Ever. Ever. I'm talking about, I'm so confident, I might give up my United States citizenship and become a UK citizen. And that's some real shit. But we'll see. Shout out to Berlin. I see you. There was a fire in Venezuela. 68 people burned to death in an overcrowded jail. It was just, they couldn't even get out. It was horrible. It was horrible. And the mother of one of the inmates was crying and saying that they killed her son. They murdered her son. They wouldn't have set that fire. They weren't animals. And you're right. Who would want to? They know that they can't get out. So we'll see. We know that the fire in the Russian mall that killed all those poor children, 14, were there on a school trip. One man lost all his 3 children, his wife, and his sister. Um,
and play. Now everybody sing.
Look, there's some news breaking about Alton Sterling. And look, I can't with the police officers in the United States. I really can't. Which brings me to parking. The black students at Parkland High, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, they're worried about the police presence that's at the school. Look, they have a point. We've watched our people get slaughtered in the streets for years. Black Lives Matter started out of the Trayvon Martin murder. We don't need more police. We don't need more guns. We need to start treating each other better. We're going to talk about that today on Good Friday of all things. I'm going to make some Christians mad. But in fairness, I'm going to piss off some Muslims probably and some people who are Hebrews or Jewish. But I'm going to tell the truth. So, cops, shootings, Alton Sterling. You know, if we had better policing where the cops in the neighborhood knew you, like for instance, in my neighborhood, they know me. They know I may be out at 2 a.m. walking the dog. Or I could be walking home at 2 a.m. from my neighbor's house. The point is, they know me. That's community policing. If they knew the people that they were patrolling, when they walked up on him, it would have been Alton, what are you doing out here? What are you doing? Come here, let me talk to you. What are you doing? Talk about no-go zones in the UK. Train your officers better in the USA. Which leads me to the United States President Donald Trump. He's been able to say all this time, no collusion, no collusion. Guess what? There's collusion. Listen. Gates was talking to Person A. That's how he's being named in court documents. Who was a member of the Russian GRU, which is their intelligence service. Rick Gates worked through the Donald Trump's campaign, his transition, and his inauguration. He was at the White House, and he was still dealing with the Russians. You got me shook up, shook down, shook out. See, now, I knew that there was collusion. Again, because I read, I have been able to tell you these things. And sometimes it's not books, it's articles. The Guardian. Shout out to the New York Times and the Washington Post. You keep my head informed. Shout out to Vice News. I love you. Anybody that brings knowledge, I love you. Shout out to MSNBC. Shout out to CNN International and regular old CNN. Fuck you to Fox News. Fox News. Laura Ingraham called out David Hogg. I know I got to get back to Donald Trump, but we're talking about facts. And she ridiculed David Hogg for having a 4.1 GPA and not getting into a school like UCLA. I never got a college rejection letter. So I don't know what that experience feels like. I do know what the experience feels like to open the letter from the college that you wanted, the one you really wanted, your first choice, and you got in. All the rest of that shit didn't really matter, right? You got into your first choice. So that was my experience with college. But I am sure. Oh, you know what? I'm lying. I didn't get into Dartmouth. I did not get admitted to Dartmouth. I'm lying. I didn't care. I didn't care. And it's funny because I got accepted to Yale, but not Dartmouth. You would think if you get in the one, you can get in all. But no. And I didn't want to be up in New Hampshire anyway. I didn't want to be in Connecticut either. Or Boston. Or Jersey. Philly. And Ivy League wasn't for me. I was already living in Philly, so. Shout out to Overbrook High School. Shout out to University of Michigan with your Final Four and Frozen Four asses. So back to Donald Trump. I don't really want to talk about him and the adult film actress. It's salacious. I didn't like it when it was Bill Clinton, so I'm not going to do it here. It may be the one thing that trips him up faster than Robert Mueller, but we'll see. As far as your boy goes with collusion, you notice he's been radio silent, right? He lied and told y'all that the wall was being built for his own Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security Secretary to come out and say, we're not building any new wall. I don't even understand how people can still support him. He lies to you every fucking 5 minutes. So Mr. No Collusion will probably still be telling you there's no collusion when we've found collusion. Alton Sterling's family, they're releasing the video of his being shot. That's what that is. Stephon Clark's funeral was yesterday. The day before yesterday, though, the people in Sacramento shut down the Sacramento Kings game. Shut it down. Now, they've made sure that they can't do that again. Like, only you could, they cut off like a mile from the stadium. You had to have a ticket to get within that radius. So, but they shut it down. They shut it down Wednesday night. I watched the Black Lives Matter rally yesterday outside the mayor's office in Sacramento. We're not fucking around with y'all. We are not fucking around with y'all. So, that brings me now to today. Before we get into the crux of the show, let me tell you what happened to me. I bought this vape pen. Like an e-cig type thing. I'm hitting it right now. Okay? That's why I was quiet. I live what I'm talking about. So, I have this pen. I bought it. As soon as I bought it, the cheap-ass charger that came with it broke. I had a charger for it, so I didn't care. But last night, the pen started acting funny. Earlier, it was the cartridge, so I said, maybe it's the cartridge. But then when I went to a different cartridge, it worked. And then it stopped working. So I realized it needed to be charged. I charged it. The charger said it was fully charged. But it wouldn't turn on. So I'm like, alright, I'll take it back. I'll exchange it. They try to tell me the button's broke. I'm like, look, dude, it was working. The battery doesn't work. So he starts saying, I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. I'm like, yo, dude, why are you cursing at me? Like, seriously, why are you cursing at me? Don't curse at me. Now, it's in crusty-ass Sanford, Florida. I should tell you that. Celery-ass, fucked-up-ass Sanford. The only reason I ever go into Sanford is to take care of business or go get my hair cut. That's where Celery is. London, I miss you so much. So anyway. Dude is not trying to hear it. And I'm like, look, I don't live in this city. I'm all the way over here. I don't even want my money back. I just want you to exchange it. Now, he's not losing anything. Unless he's buying his merchandise from some shady fucking supplier. You just send it back. So then all of a sudden, he was like, go ahead out of here, faggot. Now, I had to laugh at that. That's funny. You think I'm a faggot? Okay. All right. Everybody can get one. Everybody can get one. But he told me to go back to my cage, monkey. What? But again, I'm cool. So nigga comes up. And because I tell y'all the truth, I'll tell you the truth. I went after him. I kept telling him to come from behind the counter. See, because I know if I go behind the counter, I can get shot. Come from behind the counter, bitch. Come on. I'm going to show you what a faggot is. I'm going to fuck you. Come here. Come here. He would not come from behind the counter.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand. So, how you didn't understand you in that.
He had this video game on the counter.
Futuristic
I flipped it on the floor. Yeah. And the Mountain Dew. And something else on my way out. Was he white? No, he was Hispanic. The white boy was at the counter. And one thing I could tell you was he was shocked by what was going on. He asked for my receipt. He wanted $15 for the pen. I was like, dude, I'm not giving you more money. This thing is messed up. So, that's where we were. Yo, I was so angry. I pushed the person I was with, Little M. I pushed him, and I went after this dude. And then I had to go home, compose myself. Then I find out it is the cartridge, so I have to get a different one. You know, I chill out. I go, yo, my supplier's mom smokes weed. So you get zooted, right? With your supplier's mom. You go to the gym. You ain't been in a week. Now, I told you Monday I had my little procedure. And then I had to wait for that mess to kick in, yo. I couldn't lift anything. So it was like, I can't lift weights. I walked. I still got my exercise in. But I go back to Zumba class, right? A, B, and I. Yeah. This chick that took over the one song of the class had everybody dead, and she was thick. sick, mommy. Like, our instructor is a tiny little thing. Jumping all around, little pixie type. When I tell you, honey had cakes, she had real cakes. So, it's all good. It's all good, right? It's all good. It's all good. So, I burned 1,000 calories. Went for sushi. And now I'm here with you. Man. Hatred is real. Hatred is real. And I don't give a fuck about your feelings. Fuck your feelings. So, Good Friday. You know, this reminds me of my senior year of high school. Wow. Anyway. Damn. I just realized too how much I miss my father. And let's move. Good Friday. Good Friday. It got me to thinking about the Ten Commandments and taking theology, and the thing that really always like gets me is you know, the Bible, the Torah, which is the Old Testament, the five books of Moses are in there. You know the five books of Moses? Genesis, Leviticus, Exodus, Deuteronomy, and Numbers. That's not it in order, I know that. It's Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy, Leviticus? Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers? Deuteronomy is the last one? I can't remember, yo. The difference is like, it's like I've told you in the past. It's almost as if it's a story stops and it's picked up by another religion. And you can see throughout history how that would be possible. Because these centralized figures come along. Jesus Christ is born. And while the Torah does not recognize Jesus, and neither do Jews, Islam does recognize Jesus. They say Jesus was a prophet. And I will tell you now that it was the Catholic Church and under the Emperor Constantine who made Jesus the Son of God and man. But the things that Christians choose to believe. The Ten Commandments were not just those Ten Commandments. Like, y'all don't even follow the Ten Commandments. Nobody does. Like, I break the first commandment. Thou shalt not have no God before me. I have no God, period. So maybe I'm not breaking it, but I don't believe in that deity in any form that they are presenting him as. I don't believe it. No, I do get why some people need that. I'm never going to take that from you. I'm just telling you what works for me. But there was also provisions like, if you went to someone's field, you could eat what was in the field. As long as you didn't take it away, you weren't stealing. Don't get me wrong. The Jewish law took care of everybody. That's the way it should be. We should all look out for one another. I don't know why you need a deity to tell you to do it. I try to look out. I'm trying to be the best human being I can be. Not because some other being is telling me my afterlife is going to be horrible if I don't. I just want to be. I just am. With no other expectation out of life except for living it. And I believe that abundance does not come from... It's not going to drop in your lap. You have to work for it. You know, like, look, I'm not rich. All right? I'm not wealthy. I do all right. I do okay. I don't worry about when I get paid. I never worry about, oh, when is payday? Because I got bills that are due irrespective to when I get paid. I get to do everything I want to do in life. Whether it be a cruise, flying to London, going to Oslo, going to Japan, going to Germany, going to Florida, going to Michigan, going to Texas. I wish to God I could be in San Antonio. I wish to God, but you know what? If Michigan makes the title game, which I expect them to, I gotta get myself to San Antonio. I gotta find tickets. And they're probably gonna be hella high. And see, that's how I can prove that I can do whatever I want. Not that I need to. So I'm rooting for Villanova because I want to beat a Philly team. Villanova is right outside of Philadelphia. They'll knock some shine off that city because they're feeling themselves too much since they Super Bowl win. Or I can, if Michigan can beat Kansas, that would give Liv something to shut up about. Even though it wouldn't be Philly, so Liv would still be like, that don't take nothing away from her Eagles. The Eagles. Fuck them. Seriously. Like, my father was murdered there. Y'all know I can't. So, it had me thinking about Christianity and how the Catholic Church was set up and how they decided what was going to go in this Bible. There are stories like the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Book of Life about Adam and Eve. There's even an explanation as to where Cain's bride came from. I mean, we all know he married his sister. We all know that he married his sister. I mean, they had to if we all came from two people. Hello? I mean, but they don't want to highlight stuff like that. So we're talking about the Ten Commandments. Now, and how it's part of the legal system in the United States. This is part of everybody's legal system. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. All of that comes from those Judeo-Christian societal type of norms. And so, that's where I am. I'm like, we pick and choose which of those commandments we want to follow. Now, I don't think I could ever, ever murder somebody. But I have stolen. I also have bear false witness to my neighbor and against my neighbor. I have coveted and slept with another man's wife. I've broken all the commandments except for killing somebody. That's not true. I haven't made any Graven images. Graven images. And it made me think of how there is no representation of the Prophet Muhammad. But, you know, there is a symbol for Jesus. They pray to these statues and stuff in Catholicism. Aren't they praying unto graven images? So my head was getting all twisted into all this stuff, right? And what I'm trying to tell you is, if somebody else sat down and told you, we decided what went in the Bible, you don't have the full story. How are you letting that shit guide your life? I mean, it got so bad that before the advent of the Catholic Church, if you killed somebody, all you had to do was pay the family like a blood ransom, and that would be it. It's funny though that no matter where you hail from, murder is not tolerated. It's a crime, punishable by law. That's what separates you from animals. We have to treat each other better, yeah. If I don't convey anything else to you, please let it be that. We gotta start treating each other better. I never really liked this song. Nikki did. Not me. But it is a party favorite. It's kind of like Yeah on by Usher. Everybody loves that song. When they come on the club, they played it so much that I'm like, now I don't hear this often. That's why I'm like, go ahead, you know, we don't have to change it, but that's how I'm feeling right now. It's been a crazy week, right? Look, anywhere you get your podcast, you're going to be able to find TK's Take. Google, Spotify, Apple, we're going to be there. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. That means we are everywhere. I like it. Hey, now we talking. Gotta have what? Yeah. I need it in the morning, so I gotta have a. Yo, MC Light was the shit. MC Light was the shit. See, like, I get that y'all like Nicki, but all that, like, I was more into Latifah and Shantae. I didn't like all that, you know, what I'm a dude. I like a classy woman. I don't like a trashy one. And I'm not hood. I will tell you that right now. Despite, you know, telling somebody I was going to make them my bitch, I am not hood. I am so not hood. I'm talking, right? I didn't know the weights. Like, I didn't know weed and stuff was done in pounds and ounces. But coke is done in kilo. I didn't even know that. And I'm talking, I didn't know that in my 20s. Yeah. I'm not hood. And I'm not embarrassed by that. So, what do we have to look forward to? The Yankees won last night. Yeah, against the Toronto Blue Jays. And they played them tonight. I like it. I like starting out the season with a win. I like it. Shout out to Derek Jeter down in Miami. I things didn't look too good for y'all, but hey, shit happens, right? I had never heard that, not on the radio. So it was like, never heard that before. That's why I stopped. I'm like, what the? Had never heard it uncut. Never. So, you know, y'all know, if I don't have anything else to say, I don't, we didn't wrap up? And I was just like, we didn't wrap up our thoughts on religion. I don't understand why we're letting these ancient texts run our lives. You won't know if you're right, if I'm right, until you die. And who will you be able to tell then? So, I'm just telling you. Like I said, we need to treat each other better. And I know that a lot of people think the storms and the violence, all of this is the end of days, the Armageddon. Everybody, Christians and Muslims, believe in this. I know I was watching a documentary, and there was this dude who looked at the Old Testament and was like, this isn't the God I know. He was a Christian. And they tried to like take the Old Testament out of the Bible. So if somebody played around with the text, I told you, I believe that Muslims commit jihad thinking they're going to get 40 virgins and it's 40 raisins. The whole Christian religion is based on a mistranslation of virgin and maiden. But I'm not trying to take anybody's faith or beliefs away. I'm just basically trying to explain to you why I don't even understand. You know, there's rampant adultery with the advertising and things. You're made to covet these other things. And for all these religious nuts on the right who think that people's sexuality and all of that has anything to do with religion. At the end of it all, even you religious fanatics believe that you are not the final judge. If you, that's not the kind of people you want to accept in your personal life, that's fine. But everybody deserves dignity and respect. Try to remember that shit. And if you are transgendered or gay, don't let anybody tell you that there's something wrong with you. You are made the way that you are, and that's it. Some of us face different challenges. You know, life is life. And wherever you can find love, find love. I don't think any relationship that is between two adults, because I can't believe that a child can agree to that type of love and commitment. They're not mature enough. and it's gross. And that's the only thing that I won't tolerate. Like, I can't do that. Yo, wherever you can find love, we need more love. We need more understanding. We need more compassion. For Nigel, who I have hopelessly locked up in the Tower of London to do my bidding, you've been listening to TK's Take. I'm your host, TK the Great, the Singing Storm, taking human form, and I'm out. We're going to get you out of here on some Slick Rick, sitting in my car. Holla.
Off, I don't bother. Why she wanna kiss and then cuss? I'm full of hate. Get a friend, mission impossible. Cause she's the one the hun chose to boast to. The way that her and the bitch is so close to be a waste. So make music in my basement. Don't cut her off until I find a good replacement. One day I jumped in my Jeep, drove her to her friend's house. Cause the hun was sleeping over. My girl was acting fine. And then the slime switched. Wanted this. I said, it's over, you waste of time, bitch. Tried to kiss a friend twice, then a third. She said,
stop her.
But didn't tell a friend a word. I went to bed, here come my girl, touching me tenderly. Snuck out later, girlfriend wasn't acting as friendly as before. Because she swore a nigga hit her.
But if you ain't love her, why'd you go back to bed with her?
But I didn't.
Sure, you ain't.
Now the hun badgering. I don't know, maybe it's me, maybe I'm imagining a lover.
Got racing right here. Waiting for you, my dear. Wondering if you're ever gonna show you how.
I never brought the alpha one thing mistook him for. Steady relationship is what I'm really looking for. Sincerity, scoop the hun, I done it. I said, being straight up, you I really wanted. Though she fuck niggas with money like mad. Still found myself wanting a honey quite bad. Loyal to a friend, though she knew she wanted wood. Then we did it. Boy, that pussy was good.
But what if shorty finds out?
Never be too clever. Then we start to button the strap, and when my girl woke up, we acted like ain't nothing happened. Later on, my girlfriend stormed in.
When I went to the supper club, some kid performing. Bye, see you later.
Her girlfriend hollered. Let me say they living. Rick decided to follow. I'm outside the club, sipping a beer through the back scan. Most slugs will slide the numbers to the next man. Contradicting the words of being together. My girl, too, I should have known birds of a feather. Back up my Jeep, about 4'11. Popped another can, looked up to the heavens.